Welcome to Kingsway's weekly podcast. We hope this message blesses you.
Right, okay, so on our Sarah's itinerary, it was Jackie at 4:45, finishing at 5:15. I've got 2 minutes. Okay. Don't you think that was loads of fun? Don't you think everyone needs their own cheerleader in life? Yeah, I do. I think it's really important. Now, I just wanted to talk to you about encouragement because, as some of you may know, I've climbed a mountain recently. It was a really big mountain in North Africa. It was the biggest mountain in North Africa, called Toubkal. Bit of an accident as to why I climbed it, but I climbed it anyway. And I went along with 6 complete strangers. Didn't know anybody. But 2 of the guys are trekkers and mountaineers, and they kind of encourage you up the mountain. And I learn so much just from these people who practically every step I took going up that mountain were behind me, just going, "Come on, Jackie. You can do it," or "put the next foot there," or just making me laugh, you know, telling me silly stories. But these people and some of the other people like me who was just trekking because they wanted to trek, we were just all there. And if there's one thing that stands out about it, it's just that in that group, there was no negativity at all. And not one of us went, "Do you know what, I can't do it. I just can't do this." We all just stood by each other. Because it was just something we really wanted to do. And it's really, really taught me a lesson of encouragement. And I've actually brought some pictures of said mountain, which Piper might have. But there's some funny blue lights. And I said, "Oh, look, they're tiny. Can they go bigger?" Because it was massive. Can't have tiny little ones. I haven't actually got anything to say about each picture. I haven't got this off Google. Can prove it. They're all on my phone, all those pictures. Yeah. But it was just, I have to say, climbing that mountain was just the very best experience of my life. If they could just roll along behind, that would be fine. So it's made me think about encouragement, and it's made me think about how we all need a cheerleader in life. And it's something that I kind of want more of in my life. I want to, by talking to you all today, I want to just sort of not take myself too seriously at any point. See, that picture there, I had really, really struggled. That's my feet, because I thought they looked ace in crampons. I'd got to this bit on the mountain, because it went from hot to cold, and I stayed in this lodge for a bit. We set off at 5 in the morning to climb this mountain, and the air goes a little bit funny when you get up there. But me and lack of oxygen, it just kind of makes me laugh a lot. So I found an awful lot of joy. For those of you who drink wine, it was like having a bottle of wine without drinking a bottle of wine, which can be quite entertaining. But I got to this point on the mountain where I was walking along and I had my crampons on, which are spiky things on your shoes. And I was walking along and my legs started to feel really, really heavy, like I had a child stuck to each one. And I wasn't even that close to the summit. And I had an ice axe in my other hand. And I had to walk by shoving my ice axe in the snow and just dragging every foot along. And I can remember looking down to the side of me and thinking, that's a sheer drop. And I'm really struggling with my legs. And I'm a little bit frightened because I could slide down there. And it was the first time that I'd ever really felt fear for my own safety, because it's not really something I've ever done before. And I remember walking along this thing thinking, I feel a little bit fearful, actually. So I turned around to Ollie, the guide behind me, and went, "I'm a little bit scared, actually. You know, about this sheer drop next to me." And he's like, "Yeah, but it's all right, we've got this. Just keep putting one foot in front of the other. Keep using your ice axe. It's going to be all right." And that was going on a lot of the time. So I kept going, and then I kept stopping because I was struggling to breathe. And it got to a point where there was that bit where I was sitting. And he said, if you can just keep going, I'll show you the Sahara Desert on the other side of that mountain. So, yeah, right. It was not the Sahara Desert over there, because I'd kind of forgotten where I was because of oxygen and stuff like that. And just the words all the time just really kept me going, that it was okay when I needed to go slowly and get my breath back. And it was all right when I kind of nearly got there and thought, I might just see the Sahara over that bit if I go a little bit faster. So in my own time, I climbed that mountain. Well, that's a panoramic view from the top. And did get to the bit and saw the Sahara over the other side. And it was absolutely incredible. But that wasn't actually the top, and I knew that I had to keep going for another bit, which again got harder and harder with every step I took. But the funny thing about it is that's the summit, is about 25 metres before the summit. I was really, really struggling and thought, well, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to give up. Even if I go on my hands and knees, I'm going to get to the top of this mountain. And Ollie's still behind me every step of the way. You can do this. And he's like, come on, Jack, you've got this. Nearly at the summit now, that triangle, nearly there. And I went, I know, don't worry. I'm going to do it. I'm going to get to the top. He's like, no, I want you to do more than get to the top. It's like, what do you want me to do? He went, you've been neck and neck with that girl with braces down there. She's coming up fast. I want you to get to that summit before she does. And I went, I'm not interested. Not competitive. And he's like, no, but I am. Get up that mountain. I practically ran the rest of the way. And you know what? I'm not competitive. But just pipping that girl to the top made me feel really good. Sometimes I think it's okay to not just encourage, but give each other even more of a nudge. Because sometimes we get a little bit comfortable in our where we are, and you know, niceties are said and all the rest of it. But sometimes, what about going that little bit extra? You're really pushing each other to the top. Because when I got to the top, my head just became filled with loads of amazing thoughts that have absolutely changed my life. Probably too long a list to tell. But it was an amazing experience. Oh, the sheer drop. Yeah, so the sheer drop, I'm going up. Get to the top. Accidentally nearly walked through a crevice because I went, you did say straight on, didn't you? And they're like, no, go left. I said, straight on, no, left. Got to the top. But yeah, on the way back down, the sun had come out. It was all very beautiful. Air had come back. Legs worked again. So we strolled like mountain goats down this mountain. But I was still stabbing my ice axe into the snow. You're like getting dead jaunty. I summited Tukal, like chucking my ice axe in. And at the point where there was the sheer drop, the ice axe made a different sound in the snow, just because of the texture of snow. So I put my axe in and went, wait a minute, I know this path, because I've been on it on the way up, but it's not a sheer drop. So I had to say to my friend, I came up here and I can see it in my head that it was a sheer drop to the side of me, and I was really frightened of falling down the mountain. But this sounds like the same path. And when it is, it's exactly the same path. There never was a sheer drop. It was just your head messing with you, had absolutely convinced you that there was a sheer drop next to you. He said, I knew you were all right. I knew you weren't going to fall down it. He said, it was actually quite funny listening to you going, oh, this sheer drop, and like teetering along the edge. He said, I was wetting myself laughing behind you going. Oh, fair enough. glad it amused somebody. So yeah, it was an absolute brilliant experience. It's going to change me because I want to be an encourager. And if anyone ever needs to be encouraged, come and find me because I'd love to do it for you. And I've been screenshotting Bible verses about encouragement, but I think we all know anyway, don't we? I think you know in your heart of hearts that it's all good. And we can always back it up with this. But then, just finally as well, there was one, the thing that really nailed it for me with the encouragement was on the plane on the way home. We'd taken to playing Scrabble on an iPad in the refuge, because you have to try and stay awake at the end of the day. So we're playing Scrabble. So I was sat in front of someone, and we're playing Scrabble on the plane, and then we're just coming in to land. So we couldn't finish the game. And I was like, oh, I need to get my boots back on, I can't finish the game. And he went, oh, that's okay. So you're absolutely storming this game. Well done, you'd have won that. Nice one. And just those little words really sat with me, because it's something I've been guilty of. Not, you know, if it had been me, I'd have probably gone, yeah, I'd have won anyway, throwing the game. But just having someone constantly dripping those encouraging words into me, it's really, really stuck with me. But I think also to do it, you need to be in a good place yourself and just know who you are, know that you're good enough to encourage. You know it's coming from a place of strength, and that place of strength's got to be what we carry within us. So that's it. I climbed a mountain, was totally encouraged. Want to spend the rest of my life encouraging everybody else. Hope you all do the same. Oh, thank you, Jackie.
Amazing. That's just so amazing. Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah.
Screenshotted it. Hang on. Right, there's a really, really lovely one. Do you want to say my favourite?
Yes.
It's the one about silver and apples. Oh, that's me coming through the airport, looking dead happy. Because it was. See, Sarah found that one, and I went, oh, that's really good. Should I start from the beginning? There's loads. There's actually loads. Pursue love. That's a good one, but there's actually a bit more. And earnestly desire the spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy. For one who speaks in a tongue speaks not to men but to God, and no one understands him, but he utters mysteries in the spirit. On the other hand, the one who prophesies speaks to people for their upbuilding and encouragement and consolation. Consolation sounds sad, doesn't it? The one who speaks in tongues builds himself up, but the one who prophesies builds the church up. Which is brilliant. Oh, the sound on that. I think someone prophesied over me in a marketplace in Morocco, because I ended up doing a bit of haggling, and I didn't want to buy any silver rings, but a really nice man opened up this scarf and threw all these silver rings in front of me. So we kind of did a bit of haggling, but I didn't really want to buy any. And in the end I said, look, I'm going to be honest, I don't want to buy any rings, but I actually really, really enjoy talking to you. And at that point, he just got hold of my hands, because we're now on the floor, and he lifted me up, and he turned me around to my friends who were waiting, as they'd been patiently doing. And he turned around and looked at them, and he said, not only, and I'm just not bragging, he said, but not only is she beautiful, but she's got a really good head for business. And I was like, do you know what? I'm having that, because I want my own business again at some point. So I thought, yeah, I'll take that. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in a setting of silver. Isn't that beautiful? Love that one. That their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love to reach all the riches of full assurance of understanding and the knowledge of God's mystery, which is Christ. Another good one. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and do good works. Oh, this is the one I started off with. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, Sarah, just as you are doing. If you heard us giggling before, I don't know why that set us off. I just thought it was a wonderful verse, because it's kind of an encouraging verse about encouraging, because it encourages us by saying, just as you are doing. So we're already doing it, but that's good, isn't it? Yeah, let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, apparently, but encouraging one another. Be strong and take heart. So they're all there. I think there's things we need to do, and encouragement is one of them. So let's do it. Let's be each other's cheerleaders.
Wonderful.
We hope this message blessed you. If you're hungry for the more of God, if you want to be equipped to live the normal Christian life 24/7, see miracles, walk in healthy relationships, and discover Christ in you, then why don't you head over to www.idestiny.org.uk. iDestiny is Kingsway's 5-month full-time ministry and discipleship school, starting both in March and September every year. For more information on Kingsway Church, please visit www.kwcm.org. And for more information about iDestiny, please visit www.idestiny.org.uk. Have a great day.